From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Deputy Hajala reports in Time magazine that a court directive took effect April 17th, barring Immigration and Customs Enforcement agencies from making arrests inside courthouses in New York without judicial warrants or orders. The Immigrant Defense Project reported 178 arrests in New York state courthouses in 2018 compared to 11 in 2016. Chief Administrative Judge Lawrence Marks said, and I quote, "Judges can't do their jobs unless people come to court," end quote. ICE officials did not comment on the directive, which mandates a warrant or order issued by a federal judge and reviewed by a New York judge or court attorney before making an arrest. Janet Sable of the Legal Aid Society said, and I quote, "This rule will truly help protect immigrant New Yorkers from the pervasive and rampant immigration enforcement at courthouses that we have seen on a regular basis since the start of the Trump administration. In order for our judicial system to function properly, all immigrants, including our clients who have been accused of a crime, parents appearing in family court, and survivors of abuse, among others, must have unimpeded access to the courts." End quote. Read the full story in Time magazine. Laura Charat Littleway reports in the Columbia paper that Troy Hills Associates donated a 0.93-acre parcel to the town of Hillsdale to fix a traffic hazard. The town accepted an irrevocable offer of secession for the plot of land valued at $500 to improve visibility at the intersection of Whippoorwill Road and State 22. Supervisor Pete Chipkowski said the parcel may not be large enough for the State Department of Transportation to widen the intersection. But Chipkowski said the land is, and I quote, "a piece of the puzzle. You are going to need that piece," end quote. Torrey Hills Association made the irrevocable offer of secession in 1988 and is dissolving its partnership now, prompting the town to accept the offer. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. The Record Online reports that Governor Andrew Cuomo announced April 17th free state college tuition and room and board for families of New York military members killed or disabled while on duty. New York already covered tuition for some dependents and spouses of service members killed or disabled in combat or training, but not all military deaths or injuries. Republicans and Democrats in the state legislature had been squabbling over who would take credit for a bill doing the same thing, so Cuomo expanded the existing Military Enhanced Recognition Incentive and Tribute Scholarship Program. Cuomo said, and I quote, "We owe them everything because they pay the price for our freedom," end quote. The Daily Freeman reports that State Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Sagos announced April 17th $1.45 million in smart growth grants for communities and nonprofit agencies in the Adirondack and Catskill State Parks. The DEC defines smart growth as a renewal of land use patterns that once came naturally and provide a balance between development and preservation. This is the sixth round of smart growth grants in the area, and $1.5 million has already been awarded in the Catskill Park. The DEC is looking for projects that link environmental protection, economic development, and community livability within the state forest preserves. You can find the web address for applications on the WGXC Newsroom webpage. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.